Right, I'm joined on the phone now by Eamon Carroll, and Eamon is Festival Director of the Blackwater Opera Festival. Eamon, it's that time of year again.
I reckon it is, yeah. Looking forward to the summer festival. We will be launching the festival again, its 14th year. Believe it or not, Declan, hard to believe, our 14th festival. We start on the 27th of May and we run right through the June bank holiday weekend, 3rd of June, London 3rd of June, and looking forward to welcoming our visitors back to the festival again this year.
Absolutely. And we'll say, what have you lined up for us this year?
Well, we have a great programme, Declan. We have a wonderful opera production that we present. We present an opera every year at Lismore Castle. Four performances of an opera production. My opera this year is a Handel opera. You'll be familiar with Handel, the composer. A wonderful opera, Giulio Cesare, which is, of course, one of Handel's greatest Italian operas. And it's based, of course, on the story of Julius Caesar and Queen Cleopatra. Well-known story of politics and power, love and ambition, where have we seen that before? Of course, two of it's just well-known characters, and it's a wonderful opera, a wonderful story, and we are really looking forward to a fantastic production. We have a wonderful cast of singers, a fantastic orchestra, from the Irish Baroque Orchestra, you've heard of, and I'm sure I'm doing it with many of you will know the well-known Irish Baroque Orchestra, and another chorus, and a great team. We have about 100 people involved in putting together the opera production, Declan, so it's quite an endeavour, and we hope that we'll have a fantastic experience, if anything, for our visitors who come from all over Waterford, Cork, Ireland, and indeed from all over the world.
And Eamon, you know, the other, sorry, you've other stuff going on besides the main opera, haven't you?
We do. And I should mention that we have 22 events over 11 venues that across the 8 days of the festival. And we have some fantastic highlights in our concert programme at a wonderful venue, Drumore Yard. Which is not too far away from any of the listeners there in Eisner's County Waterford. But in the context of y'all, we have two fantastic events in St. Mary's Commedia's Church in Y'all on Tuesday, the 28th of May. We have a fantastic event, a Handel and Haydn musical event, 7 p.m. that evening on the Tuesday, the 28th of May, in the wonderful St. Mary's Canadian Church, a venue that we have been to before, and we all find our singers and performers not performing there. And then we have another event in Y'all in Queen Park on the Saturday of the bank holiday weekend, the 1st of June, Declan, and that is a midday event, and it's completely free of charge in wonderful Green Park. We've been to now for a number of years for a free outdoor with guide.
Yeah, I've been to it, Eamon, a few times. It's absolutely fabulous, and it's a lovely idea. I think it's a great idea.
It is one of the there weren't many good things came out of the COVID pandemic, Declan, but this is an idea we had in response to the challenges of COVID, when we were faced with challenges of performing in traditional venues. So we decided, with the support of Cork City and County Council and the Waterford City and County Council, to begin a programme of outdoor open air recitals. That's what we call them, BVOF open air. And we have continued those in the programme because they're so warmly received from local community. And there's no charge there, to which we think it'd be important to keep the cake. And you could get accessible to people maybe who, you know, can't get to the opera or can't get to some of our other events in the programme. And having an opportunity to come and see some high quality music in an outdoor setting. Hopefully the weather will be kind to us. And that event in Y'all of the start of the Saturday, 1st of June, it's a bank holiday weekend at midday. Tickets are completely free. They can be booked free of charge on our festival website, which is blackwatervalleyopera.ie. And we encourage any of your listeners who haven't been to our events in St. Mary's Community Church, or indeed our free event in Green Park and Yall, please come now and enjoy a half an hour or
Yeah, and you're also doing something in Dungarvan and in Castlemartyr.
Exactly. We have three events, those three open-air events, one in Dungarvan, in Walton Park in Dungarvan on 31st of May, which is the Friday, and then at Castlemartyr Resort, the wonderful Castlemartyr Resort. We have a fantastic partnership with Castlemartyr. They're our preferred hotel partner, and we love working with the team there. We've had a number of events at Castlemartyr, and we have a number of fantastic groups from the school, the primary school in Castlemartyr, who have come to engage in our education and schools programme, and who come to the school tonight at the opera. The Castlemartyr is similar, very close to our heart. And on Sunday, the 2nd of June, at Castlemartyr Resort, we have one of our three open-air recitals.
Beautiful venue.
It's fantastic and a lovely, lovely event. And again, Declan, free of charge, totally free of charge. So please, you know, come along, and I hope you'll be able to join us at maybe one or two of the events this year, and you'd be most welcome.
Yeah, and one of the other things that sort of took my fancy, as they say, is you have a Vivaldi concert.
We do. I have good news and bad news, Declan. The good news is we have got a highlight of our concert programme, Astro Moriart, wonderful venue in Agnes in rural County Waterford, a world class venue. That's the good news. The bad news is that the tickets for that concert are totally sold out, and no surprise, featuring the Irish Block Orchestra in a Vivaldi programme. It is one of our first events to sell out, we will have a waiting list. Does any of the listeners want to put their name down for the waiting list? You'd obviously.
And Eamon, is there any streaming of any of these things that people can see them, or does that not happen, or are they recorded or anything?
We're very much a live experience. We have a strong digital program, but in terms of the music and the event, come along to the venues and hear them and see our artists live in person. As we appear at the events. Provide a really worthwhile experience for somebody that comes to now, and you know, love coming to our festival. People come every year, it's a highlight in their calendar, and we're thrilled to have them. But we no streaming other than this year.
Okay, so Eamon, starting the 27th of May, you're on full run into 27th of May to the 3rd of June, and as I said, Giulio Cesare is the main. Handel's Giulio Cesare is the main opera, but some great stuff to have happening all over the place, isn't there, Eamon?
Yeah, we've a really great program of events. I told you a little bit about Yall and Castlemartyr, but we've some fantastic events in St. Carthage's Cathedral in Lismore, Billy's Town Church, Helterbury Town in Capoquin, our tour in Hout, near Capoquin. It's some amazing venue. A fantastic event at Woodhouse Estate in Stroud Valley, just the other side of Dungarvan as well, a wonderful event there, which we started last year, an Irish Doll program, and we're delighted to be back there. So we've a great range of events, great range of venues, and all we need now is people to come along.
Absolutely. Well, Eamon Carroll, Festival Director of the Blackwater Summer Opera Festival, or the Opera Festival. Eamon, thanks a million for talking to us.
Pleasure, and look forward to seeing you.
Absolutely. Love to, Eamon. Thanks a million. Bye.